Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Ornithology. I had no idea. Okay. David Robb is here. He went to the University of Wisconsin here in Madison for 25 years. And that's not even the record. Where is David? Here he is, right here. You want to stand up and say hello, David? David Robb, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks. I needed a hug. It's too bad it was from you, but still, I needed one. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And did you finally get the degree then at that point?
After 25 years, yes, they did. Yeah. And the university and my major both waived a bunch of courses that I never took.
Yeah.
A lot of introductory courses.
What did you end up majoring in after 25 years?
Landscape architecture.
Cool. That would work out after 25 years. And are you working now in that field? And
no. No, no. No, I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. You switch majors a number of times, I presume.
To get into certain areas, yeah. Yeah. To take a course, I had to get into journalism.
Yeah.
And then once I took the course, I got out of journalism and somewhere else. I actually had the major I declared for 9 years was architecture. Yeah. And my faculty advisor was Frank Lloyd Wright. And it took about 7 years before the computer or the person working on the computer actually plugged that in and got it to work. So my advisor was Frank Lloyd Wright, and he'd been dead for 20 years.
Oh. Well, congratulations. You made it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What a party that must have been. David Robb. Warren Beck is here from Boone, North Carolina. Law student, Warren Beck.
Right here.
Hey, Warren Beck, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I read War and Peace, and I read Warren Beck, I must say. How are you? Let's stand up here and just say hello. Law student, your question is, should I become an attorney? It's a little late to think about that, Warren.
I don't know. You know, you can do a lot of things with a law degree, so I'm hoping I don't have to be an attorney.
Well, maybe you should have gone into something else. Now, I think we got an advisor here for you. Rob here can give you some advice on changing majors if you want to explore a few different areas.
All right, I'll have to meet him after the show then. Yeah.
Have you thought about landscape architecture?
I never really enjoyed mowing the lawn growing up, so I don't know if that's for me, but maybe one of his other majors, so I don't know.
You know, I was going to go to law school for many years as my fallback when I was teaching. And I took the LSATs and all that stuff. And a friend of mine, Jeff Flash Feinblatt, said to me, he said, do you really want to be a lawyer? And I had never actually thought about it before. I thought, you know, probating wills and all this stuff. I thought, God, I don't want to do it. So I burned all my stuff. And I let the ashes stay in a bowl on the table. And every time I'd walk to the kitchen there, I saw there was law school. So I finally got past that whole law school thing.
Well, I'm not...
I might have to do that.
Yeah, it would be a lot of money for books down the drain at this point if I burned them all. But, you know, maybe I don't think anybody else would want them now, so maybe I should burn
them. Think about if you want to be a lawyer, though. That's...
I'll hang on to them if I decide to be an attorney, though. I won't burn them then.
All right. Nice to meet you. Good luck to you. I'm sure you'll do great. Anyway it goes, you're going to be a great lawyer. You don't have to do law if you're a lawyer. You can do other things. I got to go. We got to run here. We got to play the What Do You Know quiz, because otherwise we're not going to get a chance to do it. And that's very exciting. Katie, where were you going? What were you doing? Katie's running around here like it's TV or something. It's radio, Katie. You stay in one spot.
I'm back.
You're back. She's back. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try the math of What Do You Know quiz. Chance for you to do what you may never have a chance to do again. And it's a very important... Yes? Okay. I guess so. She says so. You were recommended by the person sitting next to you.
She's my sister. She has to say that.
Your sister? Okay. Sisters. Well, that's good. You like each other and everything. And you are?
I'm Amanda Dobratz.
Amanda, are you from around here? Or?
I grew up in Lake Mills, but I just moved back from living in Glasgow, Scotland for 8 years.
Oh, you did? Yeah. You got a little bit of the Scottish accent there.
A little bit when I talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. Amanda, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Well, I used to listen to you when I was homesick and would get really weird looks on the bus when I cracked myself up.
In Scotland.
Oh,
how wonderful. That's the best reason yet. Riding a bus in Scotland. Yes, come on. Give her a little encouragement. Amanda, come up here. Have a seat.
Thank you.
What were you doing there in Scotland, Amanda?
I went to go to art school and kind of just stuck around for eight years of graduate school.
Good art scene there?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Were you in Glasgow?
In Glasgow.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Actually, here it is. Yeah. Art and writing and all those things. Are very
it's fantastic,
big.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what sorts of things were you working on while you were there?
I worked for an organization that helped students start businesses, so we went into entrepreneurship, and
cool.
I ran an artist studio called Iron Brats.
Oh, is that still going on?
It is, yeah. Some kids took it on in my set after I left, which is great.
Yeah, Was it hard to come back, or did you feel you needed to?
It was sad, but my husband is actually going to do an MFA at the U of M now, so
yeah.
We're getting into a different art scene in Minneapolis.
Well, how cool. That's really excellent. All from Lake Mills.
Yep.
Who would have thunk? Amanda from Lake Mills.
You never know.
That was really cool. Yeah. How did you make that leap, original leap from Lake Mills to Scotland?
I had a professor at the University of Wisconsin, Stout, that had gone to Edinburgh, and he suggested that I look abroad. Yeah. I thought, hey, I'll have an adventure. It'll be good.
Well, excellent, excellent, excellent. The rest of the family, are they artistic as well? Your sister, is she in the arts?
She's crocheting.
I noticed that, yeah. She hasn't gotten very far.
She's a scientist, though, so there's crossovers.
Oh, cool. Mm. All right, Amanda, someone out there plays along with you. And I think you're overqualified for this quiz, but we'll see what happens. Yeah. And Katie, what are those categories? Oh, no.
No, we want someone to call,
That's right.
All right. But
sorry.
Now, should they wait for the qualifying question?
How do they get on the
time?
Quiz, I guess is the question.
Well,
they're already on there, Katie. I mean, this is just a farce.
I see.
It's a farce at this point.
It's just for show. But just in case. In case that whole bank of people fails, you could still call in.
Well, why don't you tell us how?
Here's how. Pick up the phone. Dial 800-942-5669, 1-800-WANO, 1-800-WACK-NOW.
Yeah.
And this is the qualifying question.
See, there it is. Okay, yeah. I knew there wasn't. Up, down, strange, charmed, and bottom are all what is the question. Those of you who have a scientific bent may know this one. Hopefully you will. Hey, well, what? Who? What'd you say? Clayton,
physics.
Get out of here. Science. Science is physics. What's your point? Where the hell were you, Clayton? Earlier I had a thing I wanted to give to you. DNA from Sephardic tribes. I wanted to show that to you, and you weren't here.
Siblings.
We were going to swab your cheeks, even matched. Now you didn't show up in time. Now, don't interrupt the show again, Clayton. I don't care if you're my older brother or not. Mr. California physician. What would you say, dear?
Was I saying something?
Yes. You said how they could call in.
Yes.
But they already have. And this is the question.
They're waiting,
they're waiting for your
question.
Up, down, strange, charmed, and bottom are all what? Let's say a word, Clayton. I always have the last word, Clayton. Phil's on the line from Brookfield, Connecticut. Hey, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah. How's your day starting out good? Are you,
yes, I got all my errands done. And
you did?
Just laying back and listening to the show.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Up, down, strange, charmed, and bottom are all what?
I take a guess, probably some sea creature or in the ocean that swims around. That's all I can think of.
Well, that's close. They're quarks. So we're going to give that to you, Phil.
Yay.
They're quarks in physics. Very similar. Very similar. So we're going to let you have that one, Phil, because I like you.
Oh, thank you.
And you got all your errands done. And, you know, this is not Radio Lab. We don't prove anything here.
That was generous.
No, not really. So, Phil, what are you retired now, Phil? Are you still working?
Yes, I'm retired. And I'm sitting here recuperating from a hernia operation.
Oh, you did. How'd that go? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Pretty standard.
Yeah. Do you miss it?
I missed a hernia.
Yeah.
I don't know about the recovery. The first part of the recovery is a little rough. But
oh, you'll be good.
I'm coming through.
You'll be good.
Yes.
And you'll be back out there. You play golf or anything like that? Or?
I'm a big workout person.
Oh, you are?
Yes. I do a lot of
jogging. Is that how you got it in the first place?
I believe that's what I did.
Yeah. You got to do something a little more aerobic, a little less, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you'll be fine. Phil, this is Amanda.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Amanda.
She's your partner in crime here now. The two of you work together, and you team up on all these questions and answers, okay?
Okay.
You good? Okay.
Yes.
Amanda, you ready?
Yep.
Katie, what do we got there in terms of categories?
Okay, categories. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, odds, and ends.
Okay, Phil, I'll let you take the first one. What would you like?
Oh, odds and ends.
Odds and ends it is. Okay. Do hermit crabs have building codes?
I would say
I heard this on Radio Lab, so I think it's probably.
I would have to say yes.
You say yes, Amanda.
I'll agree with you, Phil. I know they find their shows.
Yes, they do. They have very, it's very important. When they remodel, they find shows and they remodel them, and they always, they have to be done to a certain criteria. They secrete on shells that they find, and it's very important that they be done right.
That's one right.
Okay, woo. Cool. What's left there?
Hooray.
Katie?
Left, you have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, and science.
People, comma, places. People.
Yes.
Yes. Amanda?
Can we have science, please?
You can have science, please.
Thank you.
Okay. See, that didn't sound like Lake Mills at all. Do dung beetles walk, trot, or gallop?
Does it depend on where they're going?
Or probably what they're carrying. You know, sometimes they have a heavy load, those dung beetles.
What do you think, Phil?
I don't believe they walk. I would say okay. Run.
You would say walk. So that leaves trot or gallop.
I would say trot.
Or gallop.
Or, yeah.
Maybe they gallop because they're carrying things like horses and they need to go faster. I don't know.
Carrying things like horses?
Yeah, horses gallop. I don't know. They need to go faster.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So
yeah.
They're carrying dung or something.
They pretty much carry dung, I think. So you're saying trot or gallop? Which, Phil, Amanda?
I would say gallop, Phil. What do you think?
Okay, I really don't know, but I'll go along with your answer.
Yes, gallop. The only known insect that actually gallops.
Yay.
They get support from those, and then they... Oh, they can move, too. Yeah.
That's super exciting.
It is very exciting.
Because now you have two right and none wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Katie?
So left, you have current events, people, comma, places, things you should have learned in school.
That's sensitive, it. Aren't we? So I'm just trying to help.
Just trying to be clear.
Just trying to help. Okay, it's back to Phil, then. What would you like, Phil?
Okay, current events.
Okay, current events right out of the news. No. Okay. She looks much the same, although she's, it's before that wistful, world-weary smile set in, who is she in the news right now?
Ooh.
Yes. In other words, we've seen her for many, very familiar face, we've seen for many years, and now there's another edition of this particular face in the younger version. And who are we talking about here?
I would think the Queen of England.
Well, no.
The Queen of England only has one face.
Let's just throw that one out for a minute. And we're talking, I guess we have to say this is art in the art world.
The Mona Lisa.
Oh, is it the, in that church in Italy where the lady...
No, that's a different story entirely. That's a good one, though.
Okay.
What'd you say, Phil? I think I heard you say
Did
something.
Did you say at the beginning
the
of the
Mona Lisa.
Yeah. You said something at the beginning of the
so
show.
So you're saying
about
the Kardashian Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, the Kardashian girl.
The earlier Mona Lisa painting. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. That's right.
Yay.
Oh, yes.
We won.
That was almost too easy, though. Wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was too easy.
It was beautiful.
It was too easy.
Oh.
So they could stop here, couldn't they? But they could go on for the whole shebang, couldn't they?
They could. Kielbasa. They could go on for the mother load.
The mother load.
Yes, because they've gotten three right.
Yeah. So how would they do that?
I think they would continue on answering questions, right?
You mean to get the next two right out of the three possibilities?
I thought they only had to get one more.
Well, we're doing...
for the mother load, three in a row, right? And
Then
four or five to win the mother load.
Well, let's just see what happens.
I shouldn't get ahead of myself.
Do you want to go on and try for the mother load?
Yeah, I've never won a mother load.
Woo!
Phil, have you ever won a mother load?
I'm on board.
So they're going to go on for it. Okay, and what's left there?
Okay, well...
Should be three categories.
I was going to say, I've messed up somewhere.
No,
so you all help me out. We have current events, right? And we have...
No.
Oh,
that was
see?
Current.
Okay, so now I know what we have left, because we have people.
Yeah.
Places,
yeah.
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay, those three categories.
That's it.
And we go to, it's Amanda's.
Okay. Turn. Can we have things we should have learned in school?
Things we should have learned in school. Okay. Do stoners have lower IQs or does it just seem that way? This was a study of stoners.
I think I read about this and that they do if they have prolonged usage.
Okay. Phil?
Hi. I don't know. I think the opposite, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Were you a stoner back in school, Phil? Is that what you're...
No.
But she seems pretty sure that she saw this.
I think I remember reading a story about it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go along with you.
Yes, that's right. 8 points lower, but that's if they start in middle school. If they start in high school, they're all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
exciting.
What so is it?
They're going to get a bunch of prizes. Amanda is going to be ready for whatever little accidents may come her way with a handy pair of disposable unisex emergency underpants from Archie McPhee. Super awesome since 1983. And then, because she won the mother load, she gets to test her powers of deduction with signed copies of Jack Pachuta's book, 5-Minute Mysteries, 11 Challenging Whodunits, from mysteriesonthenet.com. Also secure your place at the karaoke bar with the bottle charm, Beer Makes Me a Good Singer, from Say Cheese Designs. And ignore the declining hours of daylight playing What Do You Know, the party game, including contestants, questions, and fantastic audience members, along with the classic Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Now for Phil. Phil, are you there?
Yes.
Your coin collection will be the envy of the neighborhood with a limited edition faux sterling silver jubilee anniversary quarter designed by Nora Feldman and featuring the founding father of What Do You Know Country, as well as the rare and beautiful Feldmingo. Then, because you won the mother load, take a hilarious grand tour of planet Earth with Don't Know Much About Geography, Everything You Need to Know About the World But Never Learned by Kenneth C. Davis from Perennial Books. Sort out your trains of thought with a pair of ring-bound study cards notebooks from Mindology.com. Spread the news of your quiz victory using a set of assorted Wienermobile postcards from MarciaSparks.com. And listen to the sounds of a quiet city on the CD What Do You Know About Copland with Common Man liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done, Amanda. Very nice to meet you. Congratulations on all you're doing. Phil, hang on for just a second. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
You did a good job.